small boy with an air gun at the funfair, smiling with sun in his hair.
Dark's at a shooting gallery, sir?
Scabs. Picked off like scabs. Anyway, we need to find a way to lure these great scabby ducks out into the open, all right?
Absolutely, sir. And your secret's safe with me.
Sir, you wanted to see me?
Who are you?
Millicent Hillary Jones, sir.
Millicent? Well, who the fat, rollicking hell is this woman?
I'm Dot.
She makes the tea.
As personnel,
and
actually.
She makes the tea.
Only as a... Sir, I did it once to be neighbourly, gesture, Lee, and now everyone thinks it's like what I do. It's not what I do.
She works on the other side of the hall, sir.
But she knows everything now. Can we have a shot?
And no need. She has no one to tell.
What? I do? I mean, bums.
Say thank you and offer to pot, would you, old girl? And put the kettle on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Millicent.
Hell, hell, hell!
You're in a mood?
Yes, Pearl, I am. The great electric arse of a mood. Would you believe, that in front of Air Marshal Peabody himself, Millicent chose to...
What? What are? It's always Millicent. She's perfectly fine.
She's perfectly not. And furthermore, I'm going to prove it.
How?
There's a network of spies, and I'm going to catch them, thereby currying favour with Peabody, getting a lavish promotion, and... Pearl?
Dottie?
Why is there a large, cumbersome object left on the floor between the door and the desk?
Did you trip over it?
Did you not hear my...
Yes. I keep doing that.
Well, somebody should move it. Mark my words, it'll do someone an injury. What are you looking for?
I'm trying to find the timesheets. Nothing's where it was.
Hello, Dot. Hello, Pearl.
Morning, Myrtle.
I just went to...
Hello, Myrtle.
It's the third time today. I was just saying, I just went to pop an ad in the paper. In the Lonely Hearts.
Didn't ask, actually, old girl.
My mum says by my age all the eligible men are either married or...
Dead, mostly.
Dead, yeah. So Lonely Hearts make sense, don't it? Don't it, Dot?
Myrtle, I'm not engaging. This was depressing enough without feigning interest in my co-workers.
Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Hello.
Millicent.
Listen here, Dottie. You don't like me, and I don't like you.
I like you.
Are you certain?
Of course.
And you're absolutely certain you're not simply being a nauseating, creepy, creepy bumbly?
Millicent, I'm certain I like you. Ask anyone.
Pearl?
Not her.
Myrtle?
Or Myrtle.
As you can see, I'm beginning to narrow my eyes at you, Dot.
So I see.
I should cocoa, Dotty. I should very much cocoa indeed. I don't like you because you're a creepy, creepy bumlick to my face, and I suspect you're a colossal sod behind my back.
Millicent! We need you, old girl!
Absolutely, sir. Presently, sir.
We have a lead!
One more little stunt out of you, Dotty, and you'll find yourself on the receiving end of Lady Trudy Gutswipe. All three of you. Good day.
Goodbye.
Good grief.
She seems nice.
Who's Lady Trudy Gutswipe?
The head of the Ministry for Agriculture and Fisheries.
What's that mean?
Land girls, Myrtle. Land girls.
I always quite liked the idea of being a land girl. Dungarees, a do-rag in my hair, communal showers.
Then you should meet Lady Trudy Gutswipe. She'll conscript you as soon as look at you.
Have you met her?
Once. As a result, I spent 3 months working with enormous, calloused women caked in dung, with arms like tree trunks. 80,000 of them conscripted, and not one of them educated. And all the time, Lady Gutswipe, hovering over you with breath like an autopsy until you're driven to your knees, pleading with her, pleading.
I don't value manual labour. I just don't.
Also, manual labour can give me quite raggedy cuticles.
Myrtle, did you mention you put an ad in the Lonely Hearts?
I'm serious. Gutswipe's an ogre, an actual ogre.
What kind of man are you looking for?
Read this.
My heart is a dead pond, of which I was quite fond.
I didn't want to come off too highbrow.
No, I want new alliances. Yours, Mrs. Frog Seances.
Because all my frogs are dead. Frog princes, kissing frogs, fairy tales.
There's not enough sick in England.
Dot, you're just grumpy because your girlfriend's threatened you with gardening.
Nonsense. I'm not in the least agreed. You two can splosh about in Myrtle's dead metaphors all you wish. I have a spy to catch.
Oh, sorry, you're in early.
I've worked through the night. Who the devil are you?
Ken, the caretaker. Do you mind if I slop the mop around for a bit just while
Right, no, fine.
East End's took a battering last night.
Really?
Wish I was out there, giving Jerry what for. I'm too old and haggard for the front.
Splendid. Thing is, I'm quite uncomfortable in situations of unstructured dialogue, especially with labourers. What do? Do I offer you a cup of tea?
Oh, I'm all right, love.
Right. Well, how do we end this, then?
Working on something particular.
It's very important, actually. Searching all outgoing communique and the papers for tidbits of titillating intel, code, spies. Oh. All jolly top brass. Hush, hush. Barely vital war effort work. Up to my neck in. Really, really quite crucial. Balls.
Sorry?
Who am I kidding? I'm not the kind of woman who catches spies. I'm the kind of woman who tries to catch a spy and then gives up trying to catch a spy and goes through yesterday's papers drawing willies on all the politicians.
Are you finished with that?
Yes, I've even done the sports pages. I don't even like sport.
You know what I always think? Too many of us are not living our dreams because we're actually living our fears.
Now, I'm not sure what that means. It sounds like it should be printed on a mug.
You can't cross the ocean if you're afraid of leaving the shore.
A mug or a poster? Have something with a sunset in the background.
You can't have a rainbow without the rain.
Good God! I think I understand. What you mean is, if someone is saccharine and trite as you can still somehow wake up in the morning and drag his decrepit husk into work despite, well, despite everything, Ken, I can find a jolly old spy, can't I?
Well, the real thrust is about being positive, however you can. It's always darkest before the dawn.
There you go again. God bless your mad, unsubstantiated Cockney optimism. I've never met a real-life Cockney before, but it's not been as depressing as I'd thought.
Hello, Dot. Hello, Ken.
Ah, morning, Myrtle. You're in early.
I had to get the morning papers. I wanted to see if anyone had got my ad.
Like I always say, be someone's sunshine while the skies are grey.
That's brilliant.
Oh, thanks. Bye, Ken. Are you still hunting for spies, Dotty?
Some idiotic things are worth doing well.
I've got a response. Look. Contacting Mrs. Frog Seances. I have a dead pond of my own. Find me at the Airman Spa Gym, Soho. What do you think? Do you think I should reply? This is the worst bit, isn't it? The waiting before you meet, before you're picked over and scrutinised like the underneath of a holiday omelette.
Please, Myrtle.
But I'm in love. My heart's gone all melty. It's going to melt right through my shirt like honey. And then 1,000 little bees, each with his face, will come and take the honey out to dinner and they'll wear little bee tuxedos with bee bow ties, but probably only clip-ons because it'd be a bit tricky with no fingers, and make honey and bee babies and
You've never been on a date before, have you?
In fairness, I was making some of that up. I ain't even been kissed.
The Airman Spa Gym.
Ha!
Ha! Very much so, Myrtle. Someone's clearly picked you out as a homosexual man.
But I said I was Mrs. Frog Seances.
Homosexual London slang employs an array of codes the likes of us heterosexuals will never comprehend. Willets, chadding, eggnogging. You must have accidentally gone fishing at the wrong end of the pond. Wait, wait, I can do better. It's something-something fishing, something-something pond.
It's all right, Dot, I understand.
Shh, I think I can get an allusion to willies in there, too.
Morning.
Thinking.
Did you hear back, Myrtle?
Look.
What's the Airman Spa Gym?
Dot said it's a pick-up spot. He thinks I'm a fella.
There's no Airman Spa Gym in Soho.
How do you know?
I have a life outside you two. I love, love, and watching.
I'm afraid you may have gone fishing with the wrong tackle. Yes? Tackle is another word for willy.
Airman Spa Gym isn't a place. It's code.
Da, da, da.
Gosh, how exciting.
An anagram.
Oh. Well, anagrams can also be exciting. There is room for that.
An anagram for I am a German spy.
Oh, well, now that is exciting. I'm glad I joined in. Congrats, Pearl. I didn't know you had talent.
Anagrams are easy. I used to compose crosswords for the Times.
Oh, that's convenient. But why is this spy approaching Myrtle?
Mrs. Frog Seances is the same as German SS Forces. I was going to mention it at the Times.
So it is. What remarkable news. Millicent can suck my frog seances. Back of the net.
Sorry, Myrtle. Maybe next time your prince will appear.
But this is great news.
How?
How?
It means he's heterosexual.
It means he's the enemy.
But it's love. Love is colourblind. Love doesn't choose sides.
But countries do.
Especially during times of war, Myrtle.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care if he's German or homosexual or anything. I just want to be held. I want his breath on my neck. I want my hair twirled round his finger. I just want... I just want to be cherished.
Wow, what an idiot. Wait. I'm looking for a spy. Myrtle's found one. I'm one step ahead of Millicent. No land gullery for me. Just promotions, crumpets and medals. All we need now is to convince Myrtle to lure this spy out into the open. Powdered bloody eggs. In addition to which, I'm sure everyone gets larger portions than me. Myrtle, we need you to respond to this German of yours.
Already? I don't want to be keen.
We need you to write back, but you have to tell him you're also a German. But an officer. Enough so that you can pull rank. Shh! Look busy. It's her.
Who?
Millicent. Who do you think? Narcissistic, self-satisfied.
She's got nice shoes.
Please don't sit with us. Please don't sit with us. Please don't sit with us.
She's sitting with intelligence.
Oh, too good to sit with us. Well, if she were here, I'd give her what for.
What for?
I'd open a big old can of what for all over her face, and she would certainly know about it.
Excuse me, ladies.
Are you joining us, Millicent?
Probably.
Because, actually, Millie, like, we're a three here, three of us, and you're making us a four, and, like, that's not what we're about.
I haven't the foggiest what that means. Dotty, with whom are we at war?
Germany.
Maybe any excess bile could be aimed at them instead of allowed to run freely down one's own chin. I'm only here for the salt.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, I nearly forgot. It seems we have a mutual friend, Dot. I mentioned you in passing, and Lady Trudy Gutswipe seems to have some very keen recollections of you.
Me? No. Another Dot.
That's what I said. Anyway, she said she'd love you to drop her a line. Oh, and while we're on it, Peabody wants a word. His office, after brekkie. Toodle-bye.
Oh, Lord, this is dreadful.
I've thought about it, and I'm only doing it if I'm an utter dreamboat.
What?
Pretending to be a German.
Oh, we're still on that, are we?
Rugged, tall, SS uniform, Iron Cross. I must start the size of a poacher.
OK, right, very good. But the important thing is giving the spying krautgate orders.
Right, without being too forward.
Good. What?
Yes, to give him the spying krautgate some orders, but also while maintaining a certain allure.
Myrtle! He will think you're his commanding officer.
Yes, but I want him to want to meet me.
Do you?
I don't want him to feel obliged because I'm his boss.
Really?
I think boundaries are important.
Myrtle, it's not popcorn at the pictures and brisk walks in the country. When we've caught him, he'll be imprisoned and shot.
Shot?
Yes, with guns.
In which case, no more cruel mind games. This Ice Queen has thawed. I'll do it.
Pearl, you seem to have a propensity for coding. Take Myrtle back to the office and compose. Then we'll rush the ad down to the Telegraph in time for the evening paper. Meanwhile, I should go and see what Air Marshal Peabody wants. You wanted to see me, Air Marshal Peabody?
Absolutely. Telegraph Churchill immediately. I've had an idea. We need posters. Morale for the populace. Something royal red with a crown on it.
Splendid, sir.
A stirring slogan to ignite the imagination. Ready?
I was born ready, sir.
Keep calm and carry on.
Still ready.
That's it. Posters that read, keep calm and carry on, with a crown slap bang in the centre. Just picture it. Little pin badges, aprons. Keep calm and carry on.
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 Keep calm and...
Should I telegraph the Prime Minister?
Oh, Lord, no. That was only four times and I'm already sick of it. Scratch that. Miserable idea.
Right you are.
As you were.
Man, I swear he's becoming madder by the day. Very good. Girls, hello.
Present, miss.
So, Ken, what are you doing with my filing cabinets?
Oh, sorry, old girl. Oh, blimey. I brought you your cup of tea, remember?
Ken, that was early this morning.
The bad news is, time flies. The good news, Dot?
Don't tell me.
The good news is, you're the pilot.
There we are. I don't need optimism, Ken. I'm actually being good at things now. So if that's all, perhaps you could... Pissity off?
Oh. Right, our old girl.
Bye, Ken.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
He's nice.
He was probably in here fiddling his timesheet. Everyone, Myrtle, is up to something. Okay, let me have a look at what you... Buttered arses. Ken was here, and neither of you thought to mention the large, cumbersome object someone's left by the door and no one's moved since it turned up inexplicably yesterday morning.
Sorry.
Pearl, progress?
Mrs. Frog Seance... A brace gerbil strewn under the bridge.
Is that a haiku?
Nearly. A brace gerbil strewn, canal, bridge, Brewer Street. Then we go on to explain the verbal exchange upon meeting.
Right. Any thoughts about costumes?
What?
Sorry?
Well, we said we're going to meet him. We'll have to meet him. Myrtle?
In person?
Of course, in person. This is your finest hour. Well, one of your least obviously dreadful, anyway.
Dark, isn't it?
Well, it has to be. Otherwise, our crowd friend will walk up, take one look at you, and see his commanding officer is a small shrubland goblin from Putney.
And a woman.
And a woman. Well, thank you. How easy it is to forget.
Oh, I'm so excited. The fog hanging over the canal, the moonlight reflected in the water, the splashy, sploshy ripples nibbling at the footpath. Now, I can't do it.
Nonsense. You can and you will.
I can't. My lungs feel like yams.
Oh, it's too cold for this, Myrtle. Yams?
Get in the costume before I push you in the canal.
Gosh, Pearl, who put an apron in you?
Do you know what I'm missing for this? I also exist outside work. An existence that involves shadowy, stolen canal-side fumbles of my own.
Well, I'm not doing it.
Fine. Dot, you have to do it.
Why do I have to do this?
Because at this temperature, I can either suppress my sexual appetite or my vitriol. Not both.
Right. Very good. Myrtle, give me the costume.
Really?
What?
Shadowy canal-side fumbles?
You wouldn't like me outside hours.
So, Myrtle, what's the code?
Code?
You know, the red fox jumped over the silver sun. Spy novel stuff. Code. There is a code, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well?
You ask him if he has a lighter.
Right, lighter.
He gives you a lighter and asks if you've ever seen the moon looking so full and beautiful.
Moon? Beautiful. It's a bit Mills and Boone, but go on.
You tell him it reminds you of the moon over Paris.
Moon over Paris. Tenuous but workable. Pass me those boots.
Then he'll say that of all the beautiful curves of your body, your smile is his favourite.
Once more?
Of all the curves of your body, your smile is his favourite.
That's something spies say, is it? Men, male spies, to one another.
And then he kisses you. Romantically.
It was a simple spy corroboration we wanted you to write, not a timeless Hollywood romantic comedy.
Well, I just want to be cherished.
Lower your expectations.
Grouped at a fun fair?
Lower. Right. Yeah, shoo-shoo. Get into the shadows. And remember, we bang through the lines, but before any lippy touchage, you two, wallop, sack over the head and chuck him in the back of the van. Right?
Right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Do you have a light at all?
Ah, of course.
Thank you.
Are you sure you don't want a cigarette as well?
No, thanks. Don't smoke.
The moon looks full and beautiful.
Doesn't it? I suppose at a stretch it reminds me of the moon over Paris, of all places.
Yes, good. Of all the wonderful curves of your body, your smile is my favorite.
Thanks.
Stoffenfuhrer, this last bit. Do we have to do this last bit?
Well, I was in part hoping that we wouldn't have to, but it looks like you might have to jump into action. It looks like everything will be pointless if you don't do it right now.
Stoffenfuhrer?
Yes.
No!
Hey! Boy, what is happening?
Oh, you could have been quicker.
Oh, sorry. This is the closest I'm getting to any action of my own tonight.
You painted a very dark portrait of yourself this evening.
He's squirming.
Knock him out, then. Hit him hard.
Yeah.
Thanks, Russ. Our brave boys and girls in Paris are now safe. Myrtle, before Pearl removes the sack from his head, perhaps you wouldn't mind frisking him.
What for?
I don't know. Concealed weaponry? Cyanide?
Didn't you cover spies in the induction?
See if you can find anything in his pockets. Wallets? IDs?
Nothing.
Inner leg?
I'm not doing that. On a first date?
I'll do it.
I don't think he's considering this a date anymore, Myrtle. Not unless he's a member of the cabinet.
Nothing.
Good.
Nothing.
Why are you whispering?
I mean, for a man, there's a unique absence of...
What do you mean, nothing? Oh, nothing. Take the bag off his head. I have a terrible feeling about this. Oh, God.
That doesn't look like a German spy at all.
No.
Not even one in a fantastic disguise.
Yes, Myrtle.
Unless his fantastic disguise is to disguise himself as Millicent with a little fake moustache, which is unlikely.
Why have we got Millicent?
I don't know. Shut up and let me think.
Well, she's waking up.
Oh, hell, others. She's going to wake up, and then she's going to send us to a farm to toil like beasts. And, Pearl, in some of these places, they even have group activities in your downtime. Crafts, team-based mime games.
Oh, what do we do?
What do we do, Dot?
I'm thinking. Oh. You all right there, Millicent? Had a stroke of luck there, didn't we? Pearl, Myrtle and I were out for a jaunt by the side of the canal this evening when we saw you being beaten up by a German spy.
I'm not a complete imbecile, Dot.
Go on.
I believed I'd found a spy communicating through the papers.
That wasn't a spy, that was me.
After I'd found the first message, I'd responded with a little code, seeing if it might. I had no idea it would be you and the other orangutans from personnel.
So we've each been chasing the other?
Oh, you three are in a horrific amount of trouble, especially you, Dot. And why this bizarre tactile corroboration? It was more like something from a Hollywood romantic comedy.
Yes, I know. We did that bit.
Oh, God, I can't bear it.
Oh, come on, Millicent. You didn't do anything last night. You didn't do a pony club.
Yes, but everyone there was of a class. If neither of us is a spy, who on God's green earth is?
Ah, evening, ladies. Hello, Millicent. Just taking a look at those files of yours again, Dot, if that's all right.
No, that's fine, Ken.
Dot, how long have you been letting Ken go through your files?
Not long.
How long's not long?
Long enough.
You have bought yourself a one-way ticket to court-martial on Thames.
Yes, so I see.
A possible reservation for the firing squad arms.
It don't help, Purple.
What are you lot whispering about back there? I didn't interrupt anything, did I?
Kittens.
Shopping.
Being left out of group activities at boarding school.
Sorry?
Possible. I don't know. I've never really had female friends.
How almost endearing.
Is there a problem, ladies?
Yeah, why are we being weird around Ken?
We're not. This is natural.
This isn't natural. We're not being natural around Ken. Why are we all suddenly not acting naturally around Ken? Ken's Ken, right, Ken?
Right. It's okay. I can take things from here.
Myrtle?
No, Ken. No. I know what it feels like. I have sometimes suffered some low-level, on occasion, bullying, even in this office.
Shut up, Myrtle.
In jokes and exclusion is still bullying everyone.
Ken's the one with the gun, Myrtle.
Crikey, lighten up, Kenneth.
Ken's the German spy, Myrtle.
Oh.
I want all of you to put your hands above your heads. That's it, where I can see them.
He's got the files, the names, the addresses of our spies. I should really have gone to even minimal lengths to hide them.
You'll never get away with this, you dirty kraut sod.
Really, Millicent? I think I already have. Ha! I'm just a hop, skip and a jump from freedom. Oh. Ha-ha! Auf Wiedersehen, you condescending English pranks. Ha-ha!
Of course, the large cumbersome object. I'd completely forgotten it's been lying there by the door the whole time. Myrtle, get it.
No!
Does he sneak so good? Get her off me!
Pearl, phone the police. Millicent, get Peabody. Something tells me we can all come out of this winners.
Nine, get your goblin off me!
And wear a great big smile. It makes your life worthwhile. You'll have the world on a string.
When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like a kettle and sing.
You seem full of vim, Dot.
Pep, vim, gusto, zest, zeal, and, to a lesser or greater degree, pizzazz, snap, and oomph.
Good for you.
Indeed. Soon Millicent will be back, and I'll be welcomed to the top table where the officers across the hall. And you two unflutterable squirts can perish desk-locked in this hellish quagmire of administration. Without me.
What about you, Myrtle?
I don't think I've ever felt lonelier.
Oh.
He was the only man who ever really knew me.
She?
She.
And she does know you. She works across the hall from you.
Oh, the man of my life's a woman and she can't even look at me.
Don't worry, Myrtle. There's plenty more fish in the sea. None of whom will be able to look at you either.
Oh, thanks, Dot.
This really is sterling work. Millicent here briefed me on every bally thing. The spy caught and bound, and by all accounts, I'm relatively positive he would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you pesky meddling ladies. Bravo!
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 Spiffing stuff. Nothing for it but medals and hearty, indulgent backslapping all round. But not for Ken, that naughty old spy. Who'd have guessed?
You'd have thought someone would see him coming in and out day and night.
I know. Still, no one did, as your report so conclusively and watertightly underlines. And for that report, and for your bravery, Millicent Hillary Hillary Jones, the Defence Medal, the King's Commendation for Brave Conduct, and a jolly firm handshake, thank you very, very much.
Just doing my job, sir.
I wish I had men under me who are half the woman you are.
Oh, indeed.
And you?
Dorothy, sir.
Dorothy, and...
This is Pearl. She's just background.
Thanks.
And who's your goblin?
This is Myrtle.
Hello.
Splendid little thing. Now, Dotty.
Yes, sir.
Of course, there are promotions and medals and a whole jolly rattlebag of pomp and circumstance I can throw at you.
Yes, sir.
But Millicent Hillary Hillary Jones here tells me extravagance isn't quite your cup of tea.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Ah, modest to the end.
possibly, except...
What could be more patriotic than modesty? Just like your hero.
Hero? Sorry?
Your hero, Dot. Or heroine, should I say.
What? Oh, surely to God.
Lady Trudy Gutswipe.
No.
Come on in, Trudy.
But Peabody, sir.
No need to thank him, Dotty. Trudy's in London for the day, conscripting more young blood for the Women's Land Army.
Oh.
Bums. And I told Peabody how much you three thrive when you're out and about, engaged in hands-on work, and how there's nothing you three would like more than a couple of months away from the city,
I see.
Out in the sticks, enjoying a spot of horticulture with the other girls.
And just to think I was going to lock you down to a desk and a medal. You've got Millicent to thank for that. But what's that, Trudy? Sounds like someone's ready to shake a leg, girls. Say your thanks.
Thank you, Peabody, sir.
Most welcome.
Thank you, Millicent.
You're very welcome, Dot.
In Dot by Ed Harris, Dot was played by Fenella Woolgar, Myrtle by Kate O'Flynn, and Pearl by Rosalind Hill. Millicent was played by Jane Slavin, Ken by Stephen Critchlow, and Peabody by David Acton. The director was Jessica Brown.
When you're up to your neck in